Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today we're on the third and final day of talking about the Sword in the Stone.
Yes.
Yesterday we left off with Kay, Wart, and Ector.
Sir Ector.
And Merlin as well.
Right, yes.
Merlin was teaching Wart all about life. He was turning him into different animals, taking him to see duels or jousting matches to show him that power is dangerous, fighting is kind of dumb, and that all creatures are equal and need help. Now, at the end of the article, we saw that this sword in a stone, stuck in a stone, had turned up in London. It just kind of showed up out of nowhere.
That's right.
And there was some writing on it. It said, whoever can pull out the sword will be the king of England. The king has died. There is no heir. They're trying to figure out who's going to be king.
Exactly. So when we the story ended, we had Kay, the son of Sir Ector, Sir Ector himself, and of course Wart, the stepbrother, the other kid who Merlin was teaching, going to London to try to find out if Kay was going to become the new king of England, because Kay was convinced that he would be able to go to London, pull the sword out, become the king. We'll see what happens.
Let's see what happens. Let's read through the article and then we'll be back.
Reading. The Sword in the Stone. The three arrive in London early and go to watch some jousting before visiting the Sword in the Stone. Yet Kay notices that he lost his sword somewhere. He orders Wart to go find the weapon. Wart runs off, but before long he loses his bearings. Soon, Wart comes across a sword stuck in an anvil and resting on a stone monument. Wart thinks that he can give the sword to Kay, so he grabs it and draws it out of the anvil. He runs back and hands Kay the sword. Seeing Kay with the weapon, Ector asks where he got it. Kay confesses that Wart gave it to him. The three walk back to the anvil and see a crowd gathered. Among them is Merlin, who asks who took the sword. Finally, Wart confesses to the deed. Merlin tells Wart to place the sword in the anvil and draw it out again. He does, to the amazement of everyone there. No knight or strong man in Britain could pull the sword from the stone, but now a boy has done it with ease. Merlin proclaims Wart as the new king. The crowd slowly kneels before their new ruler, King Arthur.
All right, today's article starts off by saying the three arrive in London early and go to watch some jousting before visiting the Sword in the Stone. We've talked about jousting. We had a very good explanation of it already. If you forgot, it's one guy on a horse here, another guy on a horse here.
Usually knights.
Yeah, knights. They have very, very long swords that stretch out for several meters, I think.
A lance, L-A-N-C-E.
They start going as fast as they can towards each other and try to ram the sword into their chest or their head or anywhere and knock each other off the horse. It was a sport back then.
That's right, yeah. People did get hurt, but the idea was not really to hurt the other person. They weren't fighting because they're angry. It was a sport. And like in sports, people do get hurt. People did actually get killed jousting, but they didn't have ESPN. So.
No, they had this was entertainment
that
back
was it.
Then. It was like going to watch a boxing match or
right.
something. So they had some time. They said, well, we're early. The Sword in the Stone, we got some time to kill. Let's go watch a jousting match. Let's do that first. So they go, they watch the jousting match, yet Kay notices that he lost his sword somewhere. So he's got his own sword. He notices, where is it? I think a sword would be, like, kind of hard to lose.
It's
like,
true.
Maybe he
it's
stopped
true.
Off to go to the bathroom somewhere and he took it off.
Took it off,
down.
Right. Maybe just, when they were riding, it fell out.
anything.
Somehow,
anything could happen, yeah. But he lost it. He lost his sword. Mm-hmm. That would be a big deal. So he orders Wart to go find the weapon. He says, I'm not going to go find it myself. Wart, you useless thing, you go get it for me. You go find it. You're just you're like my servant. You're just the stepbrother. You go do it.
All right. So he does order Wart to go off and find the weapon. Wart does run off. He's a good boy. But before long, he loses his bearings. Okay. So he runs off. Of course, this is in London, which is a big city even back then. And of course, they don't live there. So when you go to a place that you've never been to, especially a big city, it's easy to get lost when you're running around and turning in the streets and not really noticing where you're going. It's very easy to get lost or to lose your bearings, right? To lose your bearings, to lose one's bearings is just another way of saying we are lost. Bearings is basically what we use, like one of those compasses that shows you north and south. These are your bearings. If you lose them, you don't know which way is north. You don't know which way you're going, which way you came from. You're lost. It's our shortcut for you. So we'll find out more so we won't be lost.
Shortcut for you.
Are you sure this is the correct path, Chris?
I thought so.
I know that we've seen the tree at least 6 times.
I think I lost my bearings. Sorry.
You lost what?
One's bearings is the knowledge of where one is. To lose one's bearings means that you have lost the knowledge of where you are.
To lose one's bearings is 失去方向感, 迷失. I definitely would say that you lost your bearings. We both have.
Maybe we'll get lucky and someone with food will lose their bearings and wander this way, because I'm hungry.
That was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase lose one's bearings.
Okay.
It just means to get lost, become lost. So Wart, he's out there looking for the sword, he loses his bearings, he gets lost, and soon Wart comes across a sword stuck in an anvil and resting on a stone monument.
That's it. That's the sword. That's the sword.
That's what the whole point of the story. Right here.
Stuck in an anvil inside a big stone. That's it.
That's the one. So the sword is stuck in the anvil. Stuck means it cannot be removed or cannot be removed easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's lodged in there. Lodged was the word we learned yesterday. Lodged, stuck, basically means the same thing. And it's resting on a stone monument. A monument is something that marks a place of importance, or it is a tribute to perhaps something important that happened in the past.
Could be a big statue.
Yeah, could be a statue or sculpture.
Building, even.
So this monument is there, and he comes across this. Wart thinks he can give the sword to Kay, so he grabs it and draws it out of the anvil.
So he's not trying to grab the sword so he can be the king. Mm. He's just trying to find a sword to give back to his stepbrother who lost his.
Yeah, he just thinks he's
just being a nice guy.
He just thinks he's getting a sword for Kay. He thinks, okay, well, he won't be mad at me if I get this sword and bring it back to him. And he draws it out.
So he gets a piece of paper and a pencil and he makes a picture of the sword?
Not exactly. Close. Well, not close, actually. Draw out here means to pull something out or away.
Like the policeman draws his gun to
draw
shoot
your
the bad
gun.
Guy.
Or if you draw away from something, means you sort of back away. So it means like to move something, or in this case, it means to pull it out of the anvil. He pulls it out, he runs back, and hands Kay the sword.
Oh, so he gives the sword to Kay, saying, hey, Kay, I couldn't find your sword, but I found another one. I hope it's just as good. What a nice little guy Wart is. Well, seeing Kay with the weapon, Ector asks where he got it. Sir Ector, the father of Kay, and also the stepfather of Wart, he sees Kay holding this sword, this special sword that, you know, Sir Ector knows what it is, and he says, where did you get that sword, you know, because it was stuck in the stones. You shouldn't have that sword, young man, is what Sir Ector is saying.
Now, Kay confesses that Wart gave it to him. If you confess something, it means you admit something.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, you tell the truth.
Yeah.
You reveal something that other people might not know.
Mm.
Perhaps if somebody commits a crime, mm-hmm. they will confess their crime. They're saying, I did it. I robbed the bank.
I did it. I was the bad guy.
It doesn't have to be something that serious.
No.
You can confess anything.
I ate your cookies.
Yeah, I ate
the
cookies.
I'm sorry, Joe.
I ate the last cookie
in
the
fridge. I was so hungry.
Still haven't forgiven you
for
that,
sorry.
By the way.
But I confessed.
I'm glad you confessed.
Lie.
He told the truth.
I did.
He did.
They were so delicious.
But he confesses that Wartz gave him the sword. So he actually admits this. This is not something we would expect from Kay. Kay is kind of a little snake.
Yeah.
He's kind of a liar.
I expect him to lie and say, oh, yes, I pulled it out. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going to be the king of England. But he didn't. So that's nice. Kay shows that he doesn't have a totally black heart. He tells the truth. So what happens? The three of them walk back to the anvil, and there, of course, they see a crowd gathered. A crowd is a lot of people gathered, are sort of grouped there, have all gone over to the monument. Of course, because the sword is missing, everyone knows what this thing is, and to see the monument without the sword, all the people know someone must have pulled the sword. There must be a new king around somewhere.
Now, among them, so among this crowd or this group of people, is Merlin the Wizard, who asks, who took the sword? So everybody wants to know this. He says, who took it out? Finally, Wartz confesses to the deed. So here we have this word confess again, tell the truth, and he's confessing to a deed. A deed is just something that you have done. We often talk about people doing good deeds. It just means doing good things.
Good actions.
Helping old ladies across the street or, you know, donating to charity. Good deeds like that. But a deed is anything that people do. So he says, I'm the one who did it. I pulled the sword from the stone.
Okay, and of course, I think Wart would probably be a little scared because everyone's very serious about this.
Everybody's looking at him.
Okay, who's got the sword? No, it's who took the sword? Where's the sword? So you know, there's little Wart with the I took it? You know, he's thinking he's going to get in trouble. Well, Merlin tells Wart to place the sword in the anvil and draw it out again, or in other words, put the sword back into the stone and pull it out or draw it out again. Basically, he wants them to, Merlin wants Wart to show them what he did and do it one more time just to make sure it wasn't like a trick or a mistake or an accident. It really was supposed to happen.
Now, he does, to the amazement of everyone there. So he puts it back, pulls it out again, and everybody is, like, shocked. They're amazed.
Yes.
Did he do it that many times?
I don't know.
Maybe just once.
Look, come on. See, I did
it.
I'll do it again.
Do it.
There you go. So there would be a lot of amazement. Amazement is like great surprise. Oh, my gosh, this is incredible.
Now, no knight or strong man, you are really amazed, too.
Yes.
No knight or strong man in Britain could pull the sword from the stone.
Nope.
But now a boy has done it with ease. So remember, we had all these big, strong knights showing up, you know, big muscles, and they just... They couldn't do it.
Right.
So all these big, strong guys couldn't do it, but now we have this skinny little boy comes and just so easy, just like that.
Amazing. So we've learned that men in Britain are weak.
Yes, that is the main moral of the story.
Interesting. That's why England can't win the World Cup of Soccer.
Exactly.
They're weak. They should make their children play.
Mm-hmm.
No, of course, that's not what it means. It means because the boy is special, right? He didn't need to have big muscles. He just needed to be the right person. Merlin knows this, so Merlin proclaims Wart as the new king. So he probably gets down on one knee and says, King Wart! You know, how special and how lucky we are to be standing right next to you. To proclaim someone is sort of to publicly announce. So Merlin says, everyone, this is the new king. He pulled the sword from the stone. He will be our new ruler. So what happens? Well, the crowd slowly kneels, right? To kneel is to get down on your knees as you would, you know, in front of a king or in front of a great leader or God or something like that. So they kneel down before their new ruler, King Arthur. And yes, a king, a queen, a president, these are rulers, people who rule, who have power, and can tell many, many other people what to do. We call that person a ruler, like a king.
So he is going to be the new king of England.
That's right.
King Arthur.
What?
I almost forgot that he was actually named Arthur. We've called him Wart for so long. His real name was Arthur, so now he's going to be King Arthur. Of course, They're not going to call him King Wart.
That's okay.
He would probably chop off their heads for that.
Or not really a kingly name.
Or maybe that's more of a Kay sort of thing.
Yeah.
King Arthur seems like he will be a kind and just ruler, a compassionate king who will care for the people. Of course, he was taught all those lessons by Merlin. He was taught well to be compassionate and kind to all creatures in his kingdom.
Absolutely.
So that brings us to the end of the story. We have our happy ending. The unlikely hero of the story, Wart, is now King Arthur, the ruler of the Empire or the Kingdom of England. All right, so we hope you've enjoyed learning about this story. You can read about it. You can watch the many different movie adaptations of it. It's everywhere.
It's true. This
like
is just kind of the beginning of the story, right? You have to have King Arthur and then Guinevere and Sir Lancelot and
Knights
the
Round
Table and all that stuff is later on. So this is really just the beginning of the story. And as we mentioned earlier, it's a very famous old story in the English language. So there you go. The Sword in the Stone.
Well, now it's time for us to go to our For You Chat segment.
For You Chat.
In today's article, we saw that Wart became the king of England. He became King Arthur.
Wow.
So now he's got all these responsibilities. Mm. He has to decide how things go in England from then on. So, Mike, if you had your own kingdom, what would you do or what would you change? He's already laughing maniacally. I have bad visions of what's about to come.
I have no idea. This is a question I have never thought about.
Really?
Never thought about.
I don't believe you.
No, never thought. I remember once in New York, I thought, what would I do if I was the mayor of New York? And
whatever
then I thought,
whatever you want.
I'd quit. let's see, if I had my own kingdom, every Thursday, people would have to wear funny hats.
Funny hat Thursdays.
Funny hat Thursdays. That's right. I don't care who you are.
Not bad.
You got to wear a funny hat. It can't look cool, so I'm talking like a pink cowboy hat on a policeman.
It's got to be ridiculous.
You know, something like
It's got to be something to make you look stupid.
Exactly. What about you? What would you change if you had your own kingdom?
If I had my own kingdom, I don't even know. Everybody would have to pay me 50% of their income.
Whoa! I don't want to live in that kingdom.
I'm sure I wouldn't be king for very long.
You'd be a rich king, though.
But I wouldn't have to be, because I'd have 50% of the money.
True.
And then
so
I'd be out of there.
Half of your money goes to King Joe the Rich.
I'd be a tyrannical king.
I'd be an awful king. You'd rather live in my kingdom. All
probably be better to live in the funny hat kingdom.
A funny hat and wear it once a week and everyone will smile
and
laugh.
He's more of a laid-back type of ruler. Well, you guys can talk about this, too. If you had your own kingdom, would you go mad with power? Or make people wear funny hats.
Or just waste your power.
Or somewhere in the middle. All right, you guys can talk about this in your own For You Chat. As for us, we are right out of time for English For You. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
The Sword in the Stone. The three arrive in London early and go to watch some jousting before visiting the Sword in the Stone. Yet, Kay notices that he lost his sword somewhere. He orders Wart to go find the weapon. Wart runs off, but before long, he loses his bearings. Soon, Wart comes across a sword stuck in an anvil and resting on a stone monument. Wart thinks that he can give the sword to Kay, so he grabs it and draws it out of the anvil. He runs back and hands Kay the sword. Seeing Kay with the weapon, Hector asks where he got it. Kay confesses that Wart gave it to him. The three walk back to the anvil and see a crowd gathered. Among them is Merlin, who asks who took the sword. Finally, Wart confesses to the deed. Merlin tells Wart to place the sword in the anvil and draw it out again. He does, to the amazement of everyone there. No knight or strong man in Britain could pull the sword from the stone, but now a boy has done it with ease. Merlin proclaims Wart as the new king. The crowd slowly kneels before their new ruler, King Arthur.
Vocabulary Review.
Stuck. The key was stuck in the door, so I called for help to get it out. Monument. Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall is a monument to the former leader. Draw. In this game, everyone draws a piece of paper from a hat to see who wins. Confess. The thief confessed to the police that he stole things from many shops. Deed. You did a great deed by saving that small child that fell into the river. Ruler. The terrible ruler created many laws to control the people of his land.